Over the limit, by himself, and apparently without a care in the world, he sailed past me in the carpool lane. My boss. Alone. Besides getting on the road behind me and arriving at work earlier. He's younger, better paid, and drives a more expensive car. Whether he's more handsome and funnier is for others to judge, of course. From the radio, Cokie Roberts filled the gap of my unreliable carpool partner, whose absence had yet again condemned me to the gridlock. The cars around me fumed. So did I. Factor in bridge tolls, extra gas, and most importantly, the complete waste of time sitting in traffic, and the carpool economics is clear. To maximise one's marginal utility, the mythical rational economic agent must chance it and take the carpool lane. If time is money, then wasting it sitting in the commute quickly outweighs the relatively minor setback of infrequent fines. Not only that, but longer commutes correlate with increased incidence of skin cancer. Something I'd like to avoid. The urge to slide left, ease on the gas, and eat up that pristine asphalt strip was almost irresistible. But the carpool ethics are more murky. Is the occasional fine enough to restore grace? Should carbon offsets in other areas of life be redeemable for carpool privileges? And how about the socially conscious carpooler condemned to another late arrival by his absent partner? Should he be allowed to sneak along the carpool lane? Watching the ethical egoists speeding by on the left committing their small but significant theft from each member of society, I reasoned that respecting the carpool constitutes a daily test of one's ethical integrity. I stayed put. Of course, my reward would come on returning home each day having maintained my ethical integrity, by which time, presumably, my boss will have already arrived home, kissed the wife, played with the kids, enjoyed dinner, and poured himself a second glass of Chardonnay. With a perspective, I'm Luke Pease.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.